Hi, I'm Dawn, a licensed Zumba instructor at J. Ben Harrell Recreation Complex, located on US 19 and Gulf Trace. Every Monday at 6 o'clock, there's a regular Zumba class. And every Friday morning at 10 o'clock, there's a Zumba Gold class. I hope you will come and check it out. You can check out the schedule at dawn9.zumba.com or on Facebook at Southern Diva FL.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on Tam Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Keep it going.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn, little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am. Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reiss, your host. I've been on air for over 40 years. First, before I start this amazing, exciting show, you all have to tune in. Don't turn the channel, 3 FM, 3 AM. This is so exciting. It's a pageant special from the Miss World Tourism Pageant, and it's super exciting. But I do want to thank the Calypso Queen for helping me with a pass yesterday for one of my family members, and he had such an amazing time. I also want to thank Patty from Soap This. We have Michael Easton coming in. In November, and please go to Soap This on Facebook and check it out. And tickets are going on sale. They're going super fast, and it's going to be at the Marriott Sand Key Resort in Florida here. So get your tickets and come on out and meet Michael Easton. I am so excited. Dawn is here with me. Dawn?
Thank you, darling, for letting me be here with you. This is, I adore you. You know it. And I love being here with you.
Well, we first met at Soap This with a lot of soap opera stars. Do you remember who all was there?
Oh my gosh. There was Eric Martoff.
And you're a soap opera star fan.
I'm a major Days of Our... I've been watching Days of Our Lives since I was 10 years old, and Mama's in her 50s now. Let's see, Eric Martoff, who's Brady Black. Rob Wilson, who is, used to be Ben, now he's Alex. Chloe Lane. And I don't know who the other guy is. Well, and also Brandon, who was Jake Stefan, now he's back to Stefan again. And I don't
from
remember.
The Young and Restless General Hospital, Days of Our Lives, they were all there.
They were all there, and they were all so incredibly sweet. I can't say enough, you know, good adjectives to describe it. And it was so much fun. And.
And I looked at you and I said, I know that sash and crown. And I said, this is a funny story. And she looked at me and I said, because I'm in the tourism pageant too. So tell the story what happened real quick before we get into this nationals, how much fun we had.
It was so funny because a couple weeks prior, I already had my title. I was Classic Miss Florida. And I had contacted our director. I'm like, what do you mean I'm Sunshine State now? You changed my title? She goes, no, Dawn, you're Sunshine State. I'm like, Dawn is classic Miss Florida. What are you talking about? I was like freaking out. This went on for like 20 minutes. And finally, she's like, Dawn Reese. I'm like, this is Dawn Fontaine. So now I'm at the soap event, and this gorgeous blonde walks up to me. She goes, I know that sash. I know that sash and crown. I'm thinking, how do you know that sash and crown? It was the Dawn. I was like, oh. Now, first of all, to find another Dawn is a miracle in its
exactly.
own right. But both Dawns, both in Florida, both at the same event.
Both in the same pageant.
Meeting by total fluke.
It was grace so of God, cool. hand of God that introduced us.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you. And she's been a really good friend of mine since, and she will be forever. Well, she's not only my friend, she's my pageant sister.
Well, I was going to say that because we call ourselves pageant sisters, and I know why now. Because tell us about, you know, I have to tell everybody first as well. I had won this also title. We had a lot of competitions. We're going to go through the competitions as well. What was Nationals like? I am this year's Miss Tourism American Model 2024 Ultimate. And I knew I felt really good doing my modeling routine on stage because I used to work for Barbizon and I taught modeling and acting, and I felt really confident with that. And I got the biggest crown I've ever had in my entire life. And Terry, I am so proud and so honored, and every red carpet. And then I'm going to get a new title this year. And I'm so excited about that as well. So let's talk about, you know, when we entered the pageant, we had orientation first, mm-hmm. and then we had a ball night, which was super fun.
Oh my gosh, yes, that ball was so, and there was some awards at that ball too.
That's right.
At that ball,
and you got a couple.
I got a couple of them.
Yes, tell us about that.
At the ball, one of the things that they awarded was called Queen of Queens, which of course is whoever gets the most girls to come in, you know, basically referrals. I did not win that one. Director of the Year, I can't remember what that one was called, but there's a Director of the Year.
Right.
Sweetheart Woman won it. And then there was a thing called Cover Girl. I won Cover Girl last year, Cover Girl Grand Supreme last year. I also won Cover Girl again this year. And Cover Girl basically means you win the cover of the program.
That's so exciting.
And lo and behold, their girlfriend is right there. It's just on the inside cover, but that's me. I won that.
Where's your sash for Cover Girl? It's
my
right behind
sash
you. She has a bunch
girl.
Of sashes behind her, and she's got gorgeous crowns as well. She's got them blue and
let
pink.
Me see.
And
this
and
one is us role model.
Oh my gosh, it is so exciting. We're going to talk about the event, and Terry is the most amazing director, I will tell you. And this is a family event for kids and
this
families.
This one is my Cover Girl.
Yay! Do you have a hand clap on that one, Matt? A hand clap?
And there's a huge trophy that's like, oh, I'm 5'3". This thing's about half my size. And then they also had what's called People's Choice.
Right.
Where you can have your friends and family call, you know, go online and vote for you. I won it last year. And I, oh, Lord help me. And I won it again this year. And I have my People's Choice.
That's exciting.
Well,
can I say something? I'm so impressed of the hard work. You did every challenge that she had out there, and you did a lot of work, and you really worked hard for this pageant system, and it shows.
I worked really super hard. I made sure I did. Terry comes up with the coolest challenges.
Right.
And a lot of them are almost kind of like, there's some that are scavenger hunts.
Right.
That make you think outside the box.
Right.
And those are too much fun for me. She had one this year. She always has one for the Oscars.
Right.
And she always has one for Kentucky Derby. Now, Kentucky Derby, my mother used to be able to pick the winner of the Kentucky Derby every single year. Not based off horses.
Wow.
Not based off horses, based off what the jockeys look like.
Wow.
The heck with, she didn't care about the horse. Stop showing me the horse. Show me the jockeys.
Wow.
And every year, like clockwork, she picked the winner. She can't anymore. She has dementia, but she used to.
Oh, God bless her. Prayers
and
with that.
With this pageant, one of the optionals is called role model.
Right. And she got the role model. I won that 2 years ago.
And
that was exciting.
Role model is one based off a scrapbook. That's the best way I can describe it.
Right.
My scrapbook this year, my average scrapbook usually is about 40 to 50 pages. My scrapbook this year was 120 pages. It is pictures of everything that I did over this year. I did it out in my community. at the local grocery store, at the mall, just out in the park.
Well, let me ask you, did you also have a platform?
I did.
And what's your platform?
Well, the pageant has a platform also,
right,
for anti-bullying.
Yes.
And I incorporated that into my platform. My platform is an organization called Bear Hugs. Bear Hugs donates a teddy bear.
Right.
To the police, to the fire departments, to give children of abuse.
That's amazing.
I was a kid of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody would listen to me as to what was going on. No one would listen to me. No one seemed to care. This was back in the 80s, so they didn't really know what to do with those guys and those victims.
Right.
And literally, I used to just talk to my teddy bear. My teddy bear listened to me. And I felt better talking to something, someone that seem to care and listen.
And let me ask you this, because you said you took a lot of my stuff back because I ended up driving, and I meant my stuff back from the pageant.
No.
and I left my squashmallow pillow in there, and that's my favorite thing. I have three of them at home. I'm at 63, and I love squashmallow pillows. I'm sorry, I am one of squashmallow pillow person. But anyway, I know we have like 15 to 20 minutes left. But Dawn, also too, is show some of your trophies, and I'll show mine.
Oh my goodness!
On the air, you've got big trophies, and I got a couple here I'm going to show
this
as well.
This is my role model royal with the crown that goes with it.
And show up to YouTube as well. And that pink, I love the pink. That's like a Barbie pink.
And it's kind of, it kind of matches my crown. Now, the sash that I'm wearing is the World's Miss Tourism Elite.
Right.
Elite is kind of the best
right.
for it. And my Elite crown
is super stunning.
Blue.
This crown is amazing.
But my role model is pink, and I love my blue crown. And then my other trophy, oh, good grief, this one's huge.
Oh, that's a big crown, too.
This one's
wow.
big.
Is that the biggest crown?
This is the big one.
Wow.
This is my cover girl, Ultimate, with the crown. And what freaked me out when Terry announced that I won People's Choice and Cover Girl was she said that there was the most ad sales
wow.
and the most votes. And the 25-year history.
That's amazing.
That
goes with
head.
Their 25 history of the pageant system as well. Miss Tourism is just an amazing, yes, look at this trophy. She's going to show up on the air as well.
And then my People's Choice, and it's got...
And you worked really hard for that People's Choice. If you're interested in this pageant system, www.misstourismpageants.com. You can register there, 5 years old, and it's just an amazing, amazing opportunity for you to... You know, I have to tell you, I came back... I know we have 10 minutes and we're going to be going longer later. I came back spiritually renewed. Something else happened to me.
Yes.
There. But I came back stronger and spiritually renewed and closer to God
amen.
After mine. And amen yes. for that. But I want to show everybody, this is my trophy here from the Miss Tourism American Model and Ultimate. So I guess Ultimate was the highest score in that.
Correct.
That's amazing.
Correct. Ultimate was the highest and the second, no, in the next one down from that was Royal.
Royal, right.
So like for my role model, I got Royal.
Right.
For Cover Girl and for People's Choice, I got Ultimate.
That's so exciting. Look at this. And we have so much fun. There's parades coming up around the corner.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so Dawn and I now are going to collaborate because we've got an idea, a little business venture. But here's the thing. We're going to be going to a lot of red carpet events.
Yes.
And we've got some coming around the corner. And we're so excited about that. And, you know, just because our names are Dawn.
Hey, double D's, hey.
Right. We have a few minutes. If anybody wants to call in from the pageant system, from the tourism, Miss Tourism pageant, one of the other gals, I know it was at Amy, she won.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, she is so beautiful and so sweet inside and
absolutely.
A sweetheart. And I said, if I was a judge, I would have voted for her too because with the Barbie movie coming out.
Oh my gosh, completely. And she looked like Barbie.
I know.
Like, I'm not trying to say that. You know, I used to get called Barbie in high school and I thought it was mean. No, this girl is stunningly gorgeous.
She is stunningly gorgeous. And what a sweetheart.
Oh my gosh. Everybody there was as sweet as can be.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You could get diabetes talking to them. And I mean that nicely.
I do. I want to say the
everybody
pool was amazing because I went to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
I drove there and then I flew back. And the pool was a saltwater pool, which really felt good when you came
up. Was it?
Yes.
I didn't even realize that.
It was really amazing. So I came second runner-up this year. And you came first runner-up. But you were in it also last year, too. But you worked triply hard this year.
And last year, I was second runner-up.
Okay.
I did do second runner-up last year. I did the, you know, both years I did talent. I did supermodel, which is like runway modeling.
So this year you did talent. You did a...
This year for talent, I did... What did you do for talent? I did self-defense.
Oh, that was good.
And it's not the taekwondo, judo, karate type thing. It's what do you do if you're walking down the street and get grabbed and you don't have time to pull out your concealed weapons because you have a permit? What do you do other than just go, okay,
So you taught the self-defense on...
So I taught the self-defense.
I was getting a little Sandra Bullock there.
Everybody said that.
It was amazing.
And that gets my husband started because he has a thing for her.
Well, I did the optional talent. It was so funny because I used to twirl baton. I had 50 kids in a baton corps. My mother had a dance school of 300. And I get out there and I throw my batons up, which I should have practiced before with the lighting. And I couldn't see it. So it dropped and another one dropped. And I said, well, thank God I'm doing stand-up comedy next. So I said, Siri, give me a countdown of a minute and a half. So I got to tell a couple jokes where we're... And one judge I know, she was trying not to laugh. And she was trying to be, you know, straight-faced. And I was trying to make her laugh. And she was trying to smirk and go, okay, this is funny, Dawn.
And my daughter was in it this year. She did her very first pageant ever. She was Mrs. She did talent. Now, this girl cannot sing and dance. I'm not saying this rudely. This is truth. She did a magic trick with a magic coloring book.
I saw that.
And at first, the book looks blank. And she waves her magic pen.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the black lines are there. Now, a coloring book's got to have some color, so you wave it again, and now all of the colors are in there.
Wow. That was so cool. I mean, and mothers and daughters, there's a lot of mothers and daughters that come into this pageant system, which is truly amazing. And go out, you know, I always say, when you win a title, like I won this title, and I'm so proud of it. And I even have the logo of the Nationals.
Yes.
That is so exciting. But, and this is the crown that I got when I had the title of Miss Sunshine State. And then this crown is the one that I won. And it's just, it's so stunning. Gorgeous.
You
oh my
feel,
gosh.
When you
feel like a queen.
When you wear your crown
proudly,
you literally feel like a princess.
You do.
I mean, you know, you play princess as a little girl, you know, you have that little plastic thing
right.
that, you know, your brother steps, I don't have brothers and sisters, but, you know, your brother steps on and breaks and then, you know, you want to beat him up. You put on one of these, it's so sparkly, and you feel so
honored. And your
honored.
Head is up. Your head is up.
You can't help it. And
no.
I mean, you can have a bad day, put this on, and all of a sudden you're smiling.
Exactly. Exactly. Be grateful and thankful, and everything is
Absolutely.
Just amazing. I do have to give a shout out to a commercial real quick. SunKissCharters.com. Coming out, enjoy yourself on a 37-foot Endeavor in the Gulf of Mexico. It's $400 flat fee for the day. And also, we have a 28-foot pontoon boat that is snorkeling and fishing license. We have all that on board for you. And it's amazing. When I get out there, I am definitely a mermaid. I don't come out of the water for 5 or 6 hours. And we have restrooms on both boats. We do have pet friendly. And we have chips, soda, and water for you. And it's sunkisscharters.com right here in Clearwater Beach, Florida. And 727-871-7788. I know we have 5 minutes left, Dawn. Is there any other words that you'd like to tell anybody about the pageant system? How much else you enjoyed yourself as well around Nashville?
It was just so, the whole pageant, you know, people have a bad thing about pageants. There's a lot of people who are like, oh my gosh, you're being judged because you're a woman. No.
It's not like that because
and this is totally not like that.
Right.
This is completely a pageant that it doesn't matter, you know, if you, you know, have, you know, thick, luscious hair that curls down to, you know, wherever, you know, or if you have the most bone straight, you know, 5 strands of hair. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're wrinkled and, you know, like crazy, if you're some little, you know, sweet little young thing.
Well, there was a lady that was 70 years old that won a big title.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, and they don't care about body size. They don't
they
care.
They did mention that to the judges. Make
exactly.
sure. Right.
You know, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, 100 pounds soaking wet or if you're 300 pounds soaking wet.
Right.
Anyone is welcome. It, you know, there's a couple of the littles that have some challenges.
Right.
So what? They're just as
and
gorgeous.
And they won. A couple of them won. And it was so...
They were winning.
I mean, you know, and... Can I say the hardest part of the pageant was some of the songs hit me deep because I had people pass away.
Girl.
It hit you too when we're on stage.
I have one. every year she plays Richard Marx's song, I'll Be Right There Waiting for You.
Yeah.
And that is the song.
And we're
that
about to go on stage, and I heard one too, and I'm like, breathe, breathe. And I felt my son, because he passed away 2 years ago, and I felt there was a song that came on that he liked. I'm like, breathe, Dawn, breathe. He wants to, he's like pretending he's out in the audience just watching me. I'm like, oh my God.
And see, for me, my grandfather got me into pageants, got me into modeling. He passed away in 2003.
But you shined. You breathe.
You know
we're all going like this to everybody with paper, you know, trying to make you sure you're
doing it. I'm doing it.
But we're all cheering. We only have 3 minutes. We were all cheering everybody on. That's the coolest
thing.
Yes,
you do.
You know, when they called my name, it was so funny. I'm sitting there clapping, and they're like, no, it's you. And I'm like, oh, I thought it was you. Because it was too dark. And that happened to me years ago at a pageant one time. I was a twirler, and it hit the judge on the head, but it got caught in the curtain. And I was clapping, and they're like, Dawn, it's you. I went, it's how I recovered my batons when I came back. I know we have 2 minutes left, and it's been such a joy. Dawn, you're going to come back a lot with me because we have a lot more to talk about.
I would be more than happy to come and see you again.
Oh, my gosh. And Terry, I want to tell you, you are a godsend for women. And, yes. You know, your pageant system helped me get through, because I have a platform helping people get through the grieving process. I have a show called Miracle Stories where people died and went to heaven, and they sent me their books. I'm still reading them. I have another show called The Concierge Show about fun things to do in Florida. And Hollywood Connections gets you connected to, you know, producers, agents, and casting directors. Next week, we have Rachel. She's going to tell what happened after she met me. And she has been doing Publix commercials, movies, commercials, got an agent. She said, if it wasn't for you. And next week, I met a lady named Kim at the Miss Tourism Pageant. And we're going to talk about spiritual warfare next week on Miracle Stories. It is powerful. She prayed over me, anointed me. And I'll tell you, I came back from this pageant system changed. Not just from the pageant, but I came back spiritually even stronger. And I'll tell you, right before my interviews, my husband called me and said, I'm in the hospital. Ambulance is here. And I went, what? Now, this is 5 or 10 minutes before. I'm looking at Terry. Terry, what else can happen? She goes, it comes in threes. But he's okay. He was severely dehydrated. And I'll tell you, to walk in that interview and keep smiling. And when one of the judges asked me, what's the hardest challenge you ever had to go through? I said, right now.
Right this minute.
Right this minute. My husband's in an ambulance. And she just looked at me. And the other judge, I will tell you, we both started to cry at the end because I told her my son had passed away, and she said she lost some children. And right there and then, that was the end of our, we were both like in tears, and we just wanted to like hug each other almost. And I want to thank her because we were on a spiritual level. Right. And I just want to tell you, and we're not going to give any more secrets of what the judges asked for, what they said, because
nope,
you have to enter the pageant system again for all you driving. Just remember this, it's very easy. MissTourismPageants.com. Guess what? We'll see you next week with another Miracle Story show. And Dawn and I are going to plan some red carpet events and some fun things around the corner. And you're coming on the pontoon boat with your family because
yes,
you brought some of my stuff back because I ended up flying back.
Pleasure and my honor, darling. I would do anything to help my pageant sister.
We are now pageant sisters. I love it. Thank you. God bless you, everybody. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. And also, this brought me back to my daily reading Bible after this pageant system.
Yes.
And my prayer life is stronger. God bless you all. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Love you.